get a new moon on March 11th, so during the 2 weeks following that, we'll see a young moon waxing. The younger the moon, the thinner its crescent and the closer it is to the setting sun. And as it waxes, it moves eastward across the evening sky. Now, as Earth leaves Jupiter behind in the race around the sun, Jupiter moves westward toward the sunset. And as it moves westward, it encounters younger and younger moons each month. On March 17th, Jupiter will appear above a rather fat lunar crescent, one that's almost to the first quarter phase. But next month, Jupiter will be close, but not as close as this month, to a thinner crescent that's nearer the sunset. If you like to see bright planets next to thin crescent moons, as I do, there's a trade-off in that the thinnest crescents come out closest to the sun's afterglow, and even a bright planet like Jupiter will be dimmed by the background light. So it goes. Over in the east, Saturn is rising late in the evening behind the bright star Spica in Virgo. Earth is still gaining on Saturn, so it's getting brighter, and its rings are tilted close to 19 degrees from horizontal, so this is a good time to see it with a telescope. You can find it and Spica in the east shortly after they rise, or you can see them in the southwest an hour or two before dawn. Comet Pan-STARRS appears just to the left, our left, of the young crescent moon in the sun's afterglow on Tuesday, March 12th. Look about 45 minutes after sunset. Use binoculars, and if you see it, note where it is in relation to the landscape, because it's going to move north, and the moon is moving east. So if you look for the comet after the 12th, the moon won't be such a good guide. Here's hoping we can see it. You just never know with comets. The spring equinox comes at 6:02 a.m. CDT on the 20th. It's a time of turnaround. Since the fall equinox, the farther north you went, the shorter the days. But starting at the spring equinox, the farther north you go, the longer the day. And at the exact moment of the equinox, either one, an observer from space would see the sunrise or sunset line cutting the Earth in half vertically from pole to pole. Also, at this time of year, the sun is moving most rapidly north, and so the day length changes most noticeably. Around here, that means approximately 3 more minutes of daylight every day. But in far northern areas like Alaska and Iceland, it's more like 6 minutes, which seems as though it would feel a bit like a roller coaster if you're not used to it. That's all for now, and happy star watching.